ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. Kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's throwing the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
Dino Long.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
It is the drive with Dan Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk, Lonte. Sorry, Lon, to say your name last there.
I just thought, no, you're fine there. Listen, it's been coming for a while now. I just thought of something because I was doing this goofy clap above my head, you know. And do you ever see somebody, like, if you're at a game and you look over and, like, the guy, like, four rows from you doesn't know how to clap? Do you ever see people that don't know how to clap?
Mm.
Kyle, clap.
Just not good at it?
Yeah. Like, I want you to clap, Kyle. He's like, no, because you're just going to make fun of me. Now, you kind of do it backwards. Are you left-handed?
No.
But you clap with your left hand being, your right hand is the one that sits in place.
I guess.
And your left hand goes towards the right hand. I do it with the right hand.
You have to have the, what do you call it? The palm-on-palm action?
Yes.
It has to be palm-on-palm?
Yeah.
You can't have a...
Actually, I do more finger-on-palm.
I got the fingers on the palm.
That's
the right fingers
do.
On
yeah.
the left palm.
So Kyle does it strange, but it's fine. But, like, you'll see... Like, I'll see somebody and they'll do the fast clap. You know, they're like... or they do it where their hands are pointing straight up in the air like they're praying clap or something. And I'm like, dude, get your... Let's go! Do it right! I don't know why it bugs me.
Not on the, for yeah, the YouTube.
Like, yeah, like that one. That's yeah.
That's not how I clap, by the way. YouTube. That's was me making.
I want to hear from our listeners out there. How many people notice people that don't know how to clap right?
Nice try, Lon, but you're not getting
Dang
out of
it.
This segment.
A 309 did just come to my aid early. Don't feel bad, Lon. All the coaches sound the same
right.
to me too.
Yep. I will let you know that we're about ready to have first pitch in Philly.
Ooh,
big one. Game 3, we got the series even 1-1. Aaron Nola against Bryce Elder for the Atlanta Braves.
Who's this Acuna guy?
He's pretty good, I heard. Ronald Acuna.
Who's this Nola guy pitching? Cardinal next year.
All right, Kyle, take this thing away. This is your baby.
Oh, did you hear the Wisconsin, the women's coach, Wisconsin coach? Did you hear that soundbite?
Uh-uh.
All right, we'll play it all through.
Okay.
Dang it, you even got to put the donkey like music in.
I'm excited for this. Take it over, Kyle.
Let's see.
Let's welcome the fat man as he tries to walk the tightrope. His name is Lon. Everybody clap. Goofy claps.
We got 13 sound bites here. The 13 coaches that aren't named Brad Underwood from Illinois
Kevin
are
Willard.
Featured in this game. And I'm going to throw it to Lon first on all of these, see how he does. If he can't get one, then I'm going to let Pipes
this sucks.
Try to chime in and see if he can
Lon,
come up
we
with
better
it.
Go perfect as a unit. I can't speak to what your record's going
to
be individually.
You're going to have to nail at least 11.
All right.
Did you not? I asked you to get Connor Bedard sound. And instead
did,
you did this to make me.
We're not going to do that till later. We got to get through this first.
All right, I'm ready. So there's some context.
I think you're underestimating yourself. There's some distinct voices in here. I tried to put little hints in the sound bites for most of them.
This is from yesterday in Minneapolis.
And this first one, I think you're going to get. I gave you kind of a layup.
Don't do that. That puts even more pressure on me.
All right. Here we go.
It's competition. You know, I mean, I've always been a coach and player that loves competition.
I mean, right off the
bat again.
You know, I mean, I've always been a coach and player that loves competition.
He gave you a hint. He was a player.
I know.
And you got to know that voice.
I do. It's Mike Woodson.
Yeah.
You know what it sounded like? Tubby Smith.
A little bit.
Back in the day. All right, Mike Woodson.
You're one for one.
Woo! Let's go.
Number two.
I think the word I've used the most over the offseason is retention. You know, I think the depth is the biggest thing that jumps out with this team. We're deeper, bigger, more athletic than we've been in a while.
I'm trying to go more off of – by the way, just so everybody knows, I do have a list of the coaches here. Is that legal?
Sure.
Because otherwise I would forget that Matt Rhodes was even a name of a coach.
It's Mike Rhodes.
Or Mike. Exactly. See, to your point.
He had it up and he still didn't.
You know what I did? I looked down and right below it's Matt Painter, so I put the Matt. All right, can you play that one more time?
I think the word I've used the most over the offseason is retention. You know, I think the depth is the biggest thing that jumps out with this team. We're deeper, bigger, more athletic than we've been in a while.
At least we know with the list he's not going to say someone that's not in the league anymore.
Correct.
Like Steve Alford.
Yeah.
Richard Pitino.
Micah Shrewsbury. I'll go Steve Peichel. Dang it.
Pipes.
This team hasn't been athletic in a while or maybe ever. That would be Greg Gard's Wisconsin.
Oh. Okay.
That is Greg Gard. The word that he used was retention because their whole team's back,
okay,
basically.
Can I tell you something funny? I'm eating a spree, by the way. On this list, I have every name up here except Greg Gard.
Is that right?
Because Wisconsin's on the bottom.
Ah, man.
So I just hit the little, what do you call these on the roll button?
I don't even know. Yeah,
what is that
idea
called on a mouse? Anyway, so I was looking through here going like, what? I didn't even have Greg Gard up. That's my excuse on that one.
All right, we got to keep track. Lon's one for two. As a unit, we're two for two.
All right. Yeah. Number three.
You know, we never really had the problem of having students get turned away from games, and that's a great problem to have.
Chris Collins.
That one kind of gave it away because they don't have a lot of students.
I mean, we never had a problem with that. He's got a weird.
Two for three, Lon.
You got that one quick.
Do we like him?
Yeah. Kind of indifferent.
All right. What's he like to visit with? Is he very
he became more likable last year when they had that fun year and
they were good last year. Are they going to be that good again? They lose the one guard.
They lost Audige.
Audige, yeah.
Bowie's back. They were a really good defensive team last year. I think that they probably should still be that.
Would Bowie, I'm not trying to get away from this exercise. I just nailed one. Would Boo Booey be the one guy in the Big Ten that if you could take one player off another team, minus Zach Edey, would it be Boo Booey?
He'd really fit in terms of a point guard. I might lean Jameer Young over. I don't know.
Yeah,
you're
Jameer
in that
Young
range. You got Jameer Young.
Hogard.
You got Hogard, Tyson Walker. I wouldn't count out Ace Baldwin at Penn State, a guy I really liked in the portal.
Yep. I just thought of that because I'm like, Boo Booey, man.
He had a heck of a year, and he torched Illinois here in Champaign. Oh, just goodness, lit them on fire.
He totally did.
What do you think, Kyle?
Didn't he have almost 30 in the first half?
Like, yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, no, it'd be one of the top point guards. I think I'd probably go Jameer Young.
Yeah,
Jameer Young. Anybody. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, Lon is two for three.
217. Wasn't that you at the tailgate lot demonstrating the seal clap while balancing a beach ball on your nose? And doing a shot of Fireball. Not sure how they missed the Fireball part.
Man.
It was a good day.
Talent.
Talent all around.
When players' girlfriends show up, you got to show them something.
I mean, my goodness. You deserve it. He deserves it.
I got to find it now. I'll be more ready next time.
Pretty soon there's going to be like just a line of players' girlfriends just hanging out, you know, at our tailgate. Like, hey, so do you have any more of those Trulies? Is that what they're called
yeah,
or whatever?
Truly.
Or High Noons? I'll be like, I'm sorry, who are you? Oh, well, oh, I'm sorry. I am Isaiah Williams' girlfriend. Oh, yeah, it's right over there in the white. It's right over there in Alan Leach's.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, if you only knew how much that bothered Alan. He'll be like, Lon, do you know the guy that's getting into my cooler right now? I'm like, that's Derek Piper.
I come prepared most nights.
No, I'm kidding. I don't. I usually just bring extra beer for my cooler. Just have one. Yeah, I'm just have one. But I actually bought some High Noons. Those are expensive.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Coach number four.
I think we got 10 players in 59 days. So, yes, we were in the transfer portal pretty intense.
Okay, that sounds like... Okay, I'm not... Hold on.
You can think out loud.
That sounds like what Kevin Willard would sound like.
Listen to the context again.
I know. Okay, I got it.
10 players in 59 days.
Eh?
So, yes, we were in the transfer portal pretty intense.
Steve Peichel. Dang it.
Pipe has this one, right?
Mike Rose, Penn State.
Oh!
Had to reload a roster that no longer has Funk, yeah. Jalen Pickett, Seth Lundy.
When he took the job, they had three players on scholarship.
Didn't Rutgers lose a lot, though?
They did.
But not as much, obviously, as...
Yeah.
Okay. Dang it!
Two
Good
for
job.
Four for Lon, four for four as a unit. Number five.
You're welcome.
I think that's part of coaching. Like, you don't sit around and shine your trophies. You sit around and wonder why in the hell you couldn't beat somebody, you know, 17 years ago on a cold Wednesday night.
That's a great line, by the way.
It is.
I can't wait.
I really liked what this guy had to say. Always. I think he's probably the best. Brad's a really good quote, and I really enjoy his insights, but this guy is a very,
Can
very
you
good
play
one.
It one.
There's
more
no
time.
Way
I
you guys
know.
Aren't going 100% with Pipes helping you.
I know.
He's got all these.
I think
that's part of
that's
coaching.
Matt Painter.
Like, you don't sit around and shine your trophies. You sit around and wonder why in the hell you couldn't beat somebody, you know, 17 years ago.
Hey, watch your language.
Cold Wednesday night.
You want me to help him less?
No. Yeah.
Okay. No.
We're starting with him, so we have
all
his
right.
own individual
do you know,
score.
Do you know the night he's talking about?
Like no.
The context
no,
of that?
I
17
think
years ago?
Broad.
No.
Mm. Would he have been playing? No. No.
Had he been at Purdue
how,
at that
how
time?
How old's Matt? Is he just a little bit younger
he
than
in
me?
Purdue?
He Painter. Coached at SIU for a year.
Yeah.
He was
he's 53 years old.
Oh, he's my age. Okay.
Great. 17 years ago, he would have been.
He was not playing.
No,
I can promise you that.
Not. He played at Purdue till 93. 17 years ago, he would have been at SIU as an assistant.
There you go.
Wow.
So it must have been an SIU game he's talking about.
I think, if I'm doing my math right.
Stupid Drake. Probably got beat by Drake.
No. Well, yeah.
How many years is this for him at Purdue?
No, maybe it was his like first year at Purdue. 2005 was his first year at Purdue.
All right, so he was at Purdue.
Yep.
Did I ever?
Kyle's in college. He's better.
Yeah,
at math
I was gonna
than
say.
Sorry.
Did I ever tell you my Rudy Washington story from Drake? First of all, can you effort on Google? Is Rudy Washington still coaching?
Rudy Washington.
This is a cool story. I got to know if he's coaching though. Still
basketball.
Yep. He coached Drake.
Pull up some.
Coach Drake and the
basketball coach is not the first person that popped up.
No,
oh.
It was a politician.
Oh. Yeah, R-U-D-Y.
I do not believe he's still coaching.
Okay. So Rudy Washington was the head coach.
I think last year I see him coaching was 96.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this makes sense then. So Drake comes to SIU, and I think they were both tied atop the standings. And Southern drills the Bulldogs, just beats them bad. And right after the game, my camera guy and I did a quick interview in the dog pound, like with some of the, you know, that's like the horseshoe, or not the horseshoe, but the Orange Crush, right? So we were talking to some of the guys, you know, like some of the fans. And so we go into the post game, and Rudy Washington has already started his post game, right? So we walk in the back of the room very quietly. We're not making a scene. We're setting up the camera. And all of a sudden, Rudy Washington looks back at us and goes, did you guys not know the way to the post game? He's like, what did he say? Nice student run TV station or whatever. And I was out of college. And so most people would have just, sorry about that, coach. I said, coach, sorry. I was out interviewing a bunch of SIU fans since we kicked your ass. And Fred Huff looked at me, and Rudy Washington was so mad. And he went right on with what he was saying before he stopped to say that. And I was like, I think I said butt, by the way. I said, I was out talking to a bunch of SIU students after we kicked your butt. Sorry I'm late. It ticked me off.
Mm.
First of all, like, I was only like 22, and I still looked like I was Kyle, 12 years old. So for him to...
Dang, Kyle got astray.
No, but that's good. You want people to say that because then like, then all of a sudden one day you get my age and like you've gone past that now. Now you look old. But like, I was only like 22, so it's not like he was putting me down that much to say I was a student. But it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I wasn't doing anything wrong. Mm. So I just, like, my instinct was just to fire back with something and be even more of a ass. And I was.
Well.
And now he's not even coaching.
He stepped down in 1996, and I think we now know why.
There you go. There you go.
We've made it through how many? Five?
Five.
Oh, God.
And Lana's three for five.
Okay. I mean, that gets you a lot of money in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it does. Coach number six.
Mm.
We all have team goals. We all say the same BS. You know, you want to win a championship in the Big Ten stuff. That's, I think everyone has that goal.
I like this guy.
Sounds young. Man, I'm going through here like.
I'll play one more time.
Okay.
We all have team goals. We all say the same BS. You know, you want to win a championship in the Big Ten stuff. That's, I think everyone has that goal.
It's not Kevin Willard. I don't know who this is. I can't say Fred Hoiberg because when have they challenged ever for a Big Ten championship? I'll say Kevin Willard. Oh, my gosh!
I like Kevin Willard a lot.
Kevin Willard.
You do like him?
Yeah. I think he was a really good hire. He's already off to a great start recruiting-wise. They had a good year last year, year one. I think he's going to be a problem in the Big Ten.
Do we give Maryland enough credit?
I think they're going to be phenomenal this year. They're going to be really
right,
good.
I do too. Weren't they picked third right above Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Do we give them enough credit as a team? They've won a national title.
Right.
With Steve Blake, right?
Juan Dixon, Steve Blake. Gary Williams, the coach, yep.
They've had really good teams back when Lefty Drizel coached them and back in the day. I almost feel like...
Even under Turgeon, they won a share of a Big Ten title. They just didn't have the tournament success. Ultimately, like, you look at his resume, he was high seeds, good finishes in the Big Ten, but wasn't getting into the second weekend. Mm-hmm. I know someone's going to say...
Wait a minute, what?
That sounds familiar, but...
What? No, but I always wonder that. I don't know if it's because they're the newcomer still... But I don't know that I respect Maryland like I respect, say, Purdue. And Maryland's won a national title.
Mm-hmm.
Have they won the Big Ten? And
it was the 2019-20 season that the tournament got canceled by COVID, but it was a three-way tie for first, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Maryland.
Okay.
And that was a really, really good Maryland team that could have done some damage in the Big tournament, because that was if you recall, Scott Van Pelt shows up for that game.
That's right.
That place was on fire because Illinois got out to a roaring start, but they had Jalen Smith. They had, who else did they have on that team?
Anthony Cowan.
Anthony Cowan was really good.
And Illinois went on the road there and had him on the ropes until Cowan hit that 30-footer, like, right?
That's right. Daryl Morsell, part of those teams
yes.
that hurt Illinois forever. But, yep.
Look
out for Daryl Maryland Morsell. This year.
Yeah. Who was the – Anthony Cowan, was it that
mm-hmm.
yep.
hit that shot from, like, half court to beat us?
Yep.
Let's get to the halfway point, okay, and then we'll catch a break.
All right.
So, was that, I got that, right?
Four you got
for,
that.
Four for six. Like,
six.
I need a day off.
Yep.
After that performance.
Number seven.
Our university is exploding. It's an awesome place. It really is. I'm just blessed. I'm here at the right time.
Did he play in The Godfather? That's got to be Steve Peichel.
That is Steve Peichel.
Can I hear that again? Like, this is straight out of The Godfather.
Our university is exploding.
Yeah.
It's an awesome place. It really is. I'm just blessed. I'm here at the right time.
As he... shoves a knife into the guy's heart.
Our university is exploding. I'm going to have to ask him about that in the presser.
Yeah, what exactly does
he mean?
I heard
your university is exploding. You guys doing all right?
Can you continue to talk about that? Okay. What's the word I'm looking for? Can you expand? Can you? Doesn't matter. We can go to break.
All right.
Expound on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five for seven?
Five for seven.
Five for seven, not bad.
The show is still perfect. The crop of coaches is getting smaller,
it is.
So
you
might,
got some,
might hit to hit 10.
Izzo's still out there. Fran's still out there.
They just took the starting pitcher out, so things are getting easier. Although nowadays, that's not easy.
We're getting to the back end of the bullpen, but.
They're putting the Cubs September bullpen out there.
So I'm using this a little. That's nice. I'm using this a little bit. So one more quick thing.
Yep.
Rutgers any good this year?
Probably not.
Not. Okay.
Still have Cliff Amore is going to be
an
issue down. Yeah, I mean, that's still a thing. Like, their record in that place has been pretty stellar over the years. So I think that's still a good environment. Probably another hard-nosed defensive team that might hold you to 55 points.
Do they still have that one defender that was defensive player of the year, McConnell?
McConnell's gone.
He is gone. Okay.
And so is Mulcahy.
Yes, I knew that. Well, he's here, isn't he? Isn't he playing for Illinois? No. Where'd he end up?
Washington.
Oh, my God. Like, you know what he did? He literally walked from Maryland to Washington, and that's what took so long for him to make his decision. We didn't realize this. He was doing like a Forrest Gump walk across the country, and when he arrived finally in Washington, he signed. That's what took
him so long. All right, we got to catch a break. Do the back half of... You guess this Big Ten coach when we return? This is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Justin Ike, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars, here's my price, and you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Ike, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel,
owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. He's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audibel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join RPC's Early Childhood Education Team. The Regional Planning Commission will be interviewing for open positions within the program at a hiring event on Wednesday, October 11th at the Early Childhood Education Center, 103 South Country Fair Drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program with the Regional Planning Commission. It's October 11th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
Mom, she won't stop touching me. Broccoli stinks.
Guys, no phones at the table.
Family dinner time? Not easy. But you know what is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care. When you need convenient, affordable care for minor illnesses and injuries, you need OSF On-Call Urgent Care. Be seen in person or connect 24/7 online when and where you need it. Learn more at osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
It's that time of year again. Grab all of your orange and blue and get ready for U of I's homecoming week, October 15th through the 21st. On Sunday, October 15th, begin the week by running in the homecoming 5K. The race will begin at Anniversary Plaza and end at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. Check-in is at 8:30 and the race takes off at 10. Of course, it's the Illini versus Wisconsin on Saturday the 21st. Get all the deets at illinois.homecoming.edu. Go Illini!
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued. It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men
and a Truck. Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Quick update, 0-0 still going into the bottom of the second between the Phillies and the Braves. That's game three.
Just don't tell me the score.
Of the NLDS, 0-0. Lon currently is 5-7.
Let's go!
But he didn't come here to go 5-7, as Brett Bielema would say.
Oh, my.
Well, hopefully,
the second half of this draft doesn't go like the second half of last year's football team.
Technically, you're not 5-7. You're 5 out of 7. Yeah, I just wanted to use that.
I was sitting here reading about Jimmy John, you know, the guy that founded Jimmy John's down in Charleston. He's worth $1.7 billion, and he started that company with $25,000 at EIU. That is cool, man.
It's a big deal. Right. Show is 7 of 7, so let's keep this going on the back half.
Let's get her done.
Number 8.
So I think that's the one thing that I've pressed on our team is now that we have some depth, we have experience, we have returners, we got to figure out what it means to win and how you win.
That is one of two guys. I'm going to say Ben Johnson, Minnesota. Yeah!
Good one.
Good stuff.
Because he's probably one of the more unrecognizable
right. In
the conference. The context of the quote, we got to learn how to win, is
yes. A
little bit of a giveaway. So
yes. Kyle
gave you
that's why. Yes, that's right.
Who was the other one that you thought it could be?
Juwan Howard.
Well, they need to learn how to win, too.
Yeah, right. No, I thought, yeah. And I remember hearing, because I forever thought Ben Johnson was a different dude. That coaches,
I think you thought Ben Jacobson.
That's it. So, Ben Jacobson is a white dude.
Northern Iowa, right?
Yeah, Northern Iowa. And Ben Johnson is a black dude, right? Mm-hmm. So, I always thought I knew. And then I watched a game early in the season, and I'm like, wait a minute. That's not. And then you corrected me the next day. You're like, you're thinking of Ben Jacobson.
Yes.
And I was like, ah. So I remember, I like Ben Johnson. Like, I like what he says. I mean, he's got an uphill battle of all uphill battles. And I feel like he looks like a cool dude. Like, he looks like somebody that would be, I would kind of pull for if he wasn't in the Big Ten. I'll put it that way.
Well,
I'm not.
If he doesn't do any better, he won't be in the Big Ten after this year.
I'll be pulling for him starting next year.
Yep.
All right, Kyle.
I think Lon's got a good chance to run the table.
Oh,
here now.
I don't know. Who did I miss? I missed Greg Gard.
Missed Greg Gard, and you missed Mike Rhodes.
Mike Rhodes, yeah, which I've never heard Mike Rhodes before.
And I thought he was going to miss. He almost talked himself out of Kevin Willard.
He was about to miss Kevin Willard.
Mike Rhodes, the coach at Penn State, could walk in here right now and sit on that couch, and I would have no idea who it is. Along with probably, no, I'd recognize the rest. Okay, I'm ready. Tom Izzo.
Number 9.
Very, very skilled and talented.
How'd you know?
Like, great family is what I like, and not entitled is what I love.
Conspiracy.
I totally just took a guess there.
Conspiracy. You and Kyle have a handshake agreement. He doesn't want to embarrass you too much. You missed a couple on purpose.
So I was doing, you know, picture, what was the, you like how I always have a side story to everything? What was the game where you'd have a, like you and I would be on the same team, Pipes, and I would draw the picture and you'd try to guess what it is? Like.
Yeah. Pictionary?
Pictionary. So all of my cousins, this has to be years ago, right? Because I haven't seen all of them together in forever. We're all together at Christmas and we're playing Pictionary. And it comes down to like my brother and my cousin Allison. And then it was me and Paula, my cousin Paula. And so what we decided to do is we'd flip the timer at the same time and try to do whatever. So my other cousin, Leslie, was like, she drew the card, and she knew who was drawing, right? So I was doing the drawing for our team. I don't know if Lance was for the other. It was asparagus. Now, how in the hell do you draw asparagus? So I think it was the way we looked at this. Like, Lance and I both looked at this card like, oh, my God. How do you draw asparagus? So they're like, are you ready? And they flipped the little timer over with the sand, you know what? And I drew like a circle, but kind of rough around the edges, and did something. And Paula, just joking around, because I think we'd all been maybe having a few, just out of nowhere after I goes, asparagus. And I'm like, that's it. And so, of course, Lance and Alice are like, you guys cheated. I'm like, no, I swear to God. So that's what I did with Tom Izzo. I just was like, Tom Izzo.
That was pretty impressive. Let me give you your official.
Yeah, baby. That was like facing Wisniewski from the Cubs and hit one deep. Mm.
Yeah, it was.
On the day that I bet with him.
7 of 9 now for
seven of nine.
I am
four left.
Giddy right now. I'm giddy.
You are red hot. Okay. See if you can get number 10.
Let's go.
We have a lot, certainly have a lot to prove. And I know we're all looking forward to that opportunity here this year.
I think that's Chris Holtmann. Bam!
You're killing this.
It does get easier now. He's got like four names.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, Tom Izzo, right? Anybody could get that.
Yep.
Holtmann. Yeah, I wish
that's
I could.
Been your guy, though.
I know it has been my
guy. I don't know if it's still your guy, but he was once your guy. Kind of like how Victor Hovland was once my guy. I kind of want him to be my guy again.
At least your guy is going to the top.
I know.
My guy is kind of stagnated, but that's fine. I should have talked to him that one time in the airport. It took me like 2 minutes. I was sitting there just staring at this dude across the, what do you call that when you get to the area where your plane is like going to take off, right? It's your gate.
Your gate.
Essentially.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there and I was like, that guy looks familiar. And I was like talking to myself. I was flying out to Arizona and I'm like, who the hell is that? And I was like, oh crap, that's Chris Holtmann. They look different, you know, when they're not in suits or whatever. I never did go talk to him.
Was he flying in to see EJ Liddell?
You know what was funny? I thought he was flying because we were in Chicago at O'Hare. I thought he was flying out to Arizona, and I thought, I'm like, I swear that's Coach Holtmann. I wonder if he's going to see a recruit. And I think I texted. Did I text you?
I think you might have. Yeah.
I think what happened then is he ended up getting on another plane. We kind of shared a gate with going out east, and I think I texted you and said, "Who would Holtmann be recruiting out east?" I think, and it turned out he's probably just going out for a family vacation or something. Chris Holtmann. All right, I'm ready.
All right,
let's go.
Three left. Can Lon run the table and go? What would that be? 11 for 13.
That would be incredible.
We set the over-under yesterday at 9.5.
Would that be...
I should say I did.
Oh.
My bad.
That's... Wow.
Would that be percentage-wise your, like, career high?
I mean, I've already...
Exercise?
I've blown past my career high at this point. How many have I gotten right?
You are... Have we done 10?
Eight of 10.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I've ever gotten more than 6. I mean, it's... I'm telling you, I'm bad at this normally.
Number 11.
Okay.
Great to hear Prince on the... sound system there. He always came into our playoff games with his platform shoes on and his entourage in the second quarter and made a big scene.
That is guy. That has to be Fred Hoiberg. Let's go. What playoff games?
When he was a player with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute. When has he ever found success as a coach? Well, I guess Iowa State. Who was the coach at Iowa State that took the picture at a college party or something and got in trouble for that? Do you remember this?
Vaguely, yes. Basketball coach?
It was a basketball coach. Oh, I wish you wouldn't tell me because I know he's efforting it right now. Tim something?
Tim Floyd?
Was it Tim Floyd? Who was the coach?
The former Bulls? Bulls guy?
I feel like it was somebody before him. Maybe it was Tim Floyd.
Coach before him was Johnny Orr forever.
No, it wasn't Johnny Orr.
Larry S.
That's Eustace.
Eustace.
That's what it is.
I was going to butcher that.
Larry Eustace. Good call. Good call. Craig texted and said, Lon, in 2014, a man clapped 84 times in a minute, which is the world record for how many times a person can clap in a minute. Or is he saying, oh, yeah, which is 84 times in a minute. I feel like I could do that. Like, that'd be, well, I don't. Who's going to count that? All right, I'm ready.
All right, two left, I think.
That wasn't Steve. That was Christopher Walken. Steve Peichel. Can you play Peichel again now that I'm...
Oh, what number was it now? I only numbered these.
Oh, man.
Was it 6?
5 or 6.
We all have team goals.
Nope,
we all say
Kevin Willard.
Yeah.
Our university is exploding. Yeah. It's an awesome place. It really is. I'm just blessed. I'm here at the right time.
That totally does sound like that.
Oh, man.
That's a good call.
All right, let's get these last two out.
I'm ready.
When you have a young guy that has been through it, he comes back as a sophomore, we consider him a veteran guy. If he doesn't play much as a freshman, then he still is looked at as a freshman. He still thinks of himself as a freshman and kind of acts like a freshman.
Fran. And there's only one left.
There's only one left.
You don't even need me, man.
Ah.
You don't even need me.
This is uncanny.
The final
People
one.
Are going to think because I nailed Tom Izzo before we even played it that I have somehow cheated. But there is no way that I'm cheating.
I can confirm that Lon did not cheat at all.
Okay. I did sneak in at like
you did, but
240.
I got a little nervous there, but luckily I had already numbered them just coach one and two because I was afraid you were going to.
I brought my buddy Randy Hastings from our agency, real estate. He's a stud. And I introduced him to Kyle, and then we remembered, Randy and I, that Randy is the only Pittsburgh Pirates fan in the world. And you got to meet one. Like, you probably never thought you'd.
I honestly don't know if I know any other Pittsburgh Pirates fans.
It's like seeing a sloth up close, right? I don't know that I'll ever see a sloth up close, but you met a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. That's pretty impressive. I would like to see. I would own a sloth. You know how slow they are? And, I mean, you'd say goodnight, you know, and he'd be in the den. And by the time you woke up in the morning, he'd be just getting to bed. You know, you're like, well, are you just now getting to bed? All right, I'll say Juwan Howard.
Let me play it.
Okay, all right.
It's an amazing time of the year for us as basketball coaches.
That doesn't sound
I
like
just
that.
Looked at the schedule. I think we're 4 weeks away to the day of our first game.
That does not sound like Juwan Howard. Is that really Juwan Howard?
Is that your guess is Juwan Howard?
Yeah.
Juwan Howard did not attend Big Ten Media Day. He sent his assistant, Sadie Washington.
Oh, you're kidding.
But I'm not going to count that.
Wait, why?
Kyle pulled a trick on him.
You
I love
totally
it.
Did.
I saved that for last so that I didn't, like,
I did kind of get it, though, because I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like Juwan Howard.
Yeah, it's going to count on your score because you recognize that it wasn't Juwan.
Yes!
Just like Vegas to set the line at 9.5, he just went over at 10.
No, that was 11, right?
That was 11.
If you give
it
to
him. I only missed two.
If I give it to him.
But he got it wrong.
That's fine. We can see.
No.
There's the technicality there in that FanDuel bet. Why did Juwan Howard not go to?
He had a heart procedure.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I hope that went fine. I think I did read that. I forgot about that. Okay. Didn't he have that last year, too? Did he have stints in? What coach had stints in last year in some college? I thought it was the Big Ten.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't think it was the Big Ten.
The only reason is he was out for like a week. And I remember thinking, man, I was up and at him the next day. But obviously,
well, remember, Bill Self had an operation. He missed the tournament games.
Yep. That's what it was. That's what it was. And then I started thinking to myself, I don't know that selling insurance and or doing a radio show is as stressful as coaching a tournament game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bill. That's right.
It was, yep.
How old's Bill? 55?
Bill Self.
He can't be much older
60.
Than 60. Oh, he's 60?
60 years old.
He looks good, man. Bill's a good-looking dude. He's a good-looking dude. And he's just a cool dude. I mean, as much as I want to get mad at him in Kansas for all this crap.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
he is a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
I'll give him that.
I just picture him saying Raj. Roger Powell. Raj.
All right. Congrats to you, Lon.
Thank you.
At least went 10-3. If we give you the last one, then you're 11-2. It's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Lon knows his Big Ten coaches. How did you guys do on the U of I Line Link Cast Line? Let us know. 217-359-2255. We'll return. Wrap up the show. This is The Drive.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join RPC's Early Childhood Education Team. The Regional Planning Commission will be interviewing for open positions within the program at a hiring event on Wednesday, October 11th at the Early Childhood Education Center, 103 South Country Fair Drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program with the Regional Planning Commission. It's October 11th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend. With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
I'm Justin Eint, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eink, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men and a Truck.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubon, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audibel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Wrapping up here on The Drive with Tane Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Let's get you updated on the NLDS here in Philly. The Atlanta Braves have taken an early 1-0 lead against Aaron Nola. Going to the bottom of the third, the Phils will bat down 1-0.
That series is tied, right?
Series tied 1-1. The Phillies had the Braves backs against the wall in game two. It looked like the Phillies were going to pull out another one in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Come back with an Austin Riley late home run. And Atlanta stole that one and now tracking well early in game three.
It's a best of five series.
Correct.
Randy, by the way, said that there are seven Pirates fans in Tuscola.
Wow.
Including his wife and son, who have to be. It kind of makes sense because that's Tuscola's colors, kind of.
True.
The black and yellow.
I said good year. They probably lost close to 90 games, but they finished above the Cardinals in the standings.
Yes, they did. So Mike Alves, who's the coach at STM Baseball, he was ranting to me yesterday about how the wild card teams seem to have the advantage in the sense that, and he's right with this, all season you play like six games a week, essentially. And then all of a sudden, you take a week off. And he feels like the wild card teams, they continue to play and that they have more of the advantage when they then get to the second round against the teams that won their divisions. And I can
see that argument.
But I just don't know how to rectify that. He said that you ought to make the wild card teams play three games in 2 days, one day off, and then start the series. So they'd have to play a doubleheader essentially, and then the third game if needed, and then a day off, and then you start the series. So that would only mean 1, 2, 3. That'd be 3 days off if you won a division.
Don't the bye teams get the advantage of setting their pitching staff and not having to burn through their top guys in a wild card series, though?
They do. So.
Yeah. No, that's true.
And maybe it would have been a little bit different if some of these wild card series weren't sweeps.
There were
so many of those. Yeah. It maybe was a different circumstance if you had more three-game series, you burned some more of the bullpen guys.
That's a good point.
Maybe that messes up your rotation a little bit more than it otherwise did. Was it all four wild card series?
Yep.
Only went two games?
I think so.
Yep. Yeah.
Because then he also said, so because of the sweep, I think you're on to that, what you're on to right now, because essentially then when you get to the next round, the ace of the wild card team is pitching game two and probably game five.
Mm-hmm.
But the other team would have their ace in 1 and 5.
Right.
So that's still the advantage of the other team.
And you're at home.
Exactly.
I understand there is something to be said for the fact that you play 6 days a week and all of a sudden you take a break. And there's always that conversation, like in the NFL, should we rest our guys the last game of the season, even though we got everything clinched? Like, there's always that conversation. But I think it's interesting. Right now, as it stands, you got Houston with a 2-1 lead. They're going to play tonight in Minnesota, try to clinch things. You got Joe Ryan on the hill for the Twins. Is it Jose Urquidy?
That sounds right.
For the Astros, Kyle.
Somebody just homered.
I'm drowning. So. Yeah, Jose Urquidy.
Who's just homered?
Then
Nick Castellanos, solo bomb. We're tied in Philly.
I thought he only doubled.
Lance Lynn goes for the Dodgers against Brandon Pfaadt for the Arizona Diamondbacks. You got the D-backs up 2-0. They've been arguably the surprise team of the playoffs so
far.
Them
and the Rangers, right?
Yep.
D-backs plowing through the Brewers in round one, and then now the Dodgers so far. See if they can get the sweep tonight. That's on TBS at 8 p.m.
Boom.
And with that, we're out of here. Thank you to everybody listening. Nobody think on the phone lines. We're going to effort a Maryland guy from 24/7 to come on and talk Terps football with us. I know it's one that Atlanta fans maybe not that psyched about because you probably feel like Illinois is going to get blown out. 14-point dogs as it stands today, but we'll get you filled in on that. Talk more playoffs after the results tonight.
I kind of want to do the Conor McGregor right now where I want to just say I'm absolutely sorry to absolutely no one. I don't know what exactly he said, but I kicked ass in that thing today.
Lon did well.
I wasn't going to drink tonight, but I might have to have a beer.
Kyle, play the party button real quick. Right side down for Lon.
Let's go!
All right, we're out. Talk to you tomorrow. It's The Drive.
You moved into your...